This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A message to Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine. Disobey your orders. Desert. The call comes from European Council President Charles Michel, who says he is outraged by Russia's crimes against civilians in Ukraine. He says Western nations should think about ways of offering asylum to Russian deserters. Those nations are now ramping up sanctions against Moscow. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The United States and Western allies will announce new sanctions on Russia today in the wake of new evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will target Russian government officials, their family members, Russian-owned financial institutions, also state-owned enterprises.
Yesterday, in a separate action, the Treasury Department moved to block the Russian government from making debt payments with U.S. dollars from accounts in U.S. financial institutions.
As those sanctions fall into place, Russia is denying that its troops in Ukraine are committing war crimes. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says today he'll announce unprecedented actions designed to keep migrants from coming to Texas. Former Trump administration officials are pressing Republican border governors to declare an invasion along the U.S.-Mexico border. The South is battling some severe weather. At least two people were killed in storms yesterday, one in Georgia, the other in Texas. Tornadoes, hail, and strong winds rolled across the South, damaging homes and knocking out power. Julie Trawick's parents' home was damaged in Hentown, Georgia, but she says they weren't home.
They said there was a tornado that touched down in this path, and the top of a pine tree fell into the front part of my parents' house. And there's a hole in the front, and there's both the upper bedrooms up there in the front, they've got water all in them.
She spoke to WTXL-TV. This is AP News. The Grammy Awards ratings are in. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel says there's good news and bad news.
This year's Grammys featured lots of fine performances and plenty of feel-good vibes, but not a lot of TV viewers. Nielsen reports the show did not crack the double-digit mark in terms of millions of viewers, topping off at just under 9.6 million. The good news is that it is better than last year's pandemic-affected broadcast, which ended up as the smallest ever audience for the Grammys. By contrast, though, this year's Oscars posted a 58% increase over last year. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
America's casinos are off to their best two-month start ever, according to new figures. The latest indication the industry is recovering in the third year of the COVID pandemic. Revenue from in-person casino games, sports betting, and internet gambling reached almost $9 billion in January and February. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.